Yeah.
You're going to laugh. There should be a caller on line one.
Who?
Is it Johnny Vaughan?
It's not my missus again, is it?
Hello, line one.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is that Christopher?
Yes.
How you doing?
Who is it?
Do you remember this voice?
Dad, is that you?
Me, pal. What's happening?
Hang on a second. Is that Rio?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, how you doing, mate?
Hey!
Rio Ferdinand on the phone.
What's been up? I've been hearing a lot of things. Rich been texting me and stuff, saying you've been talking about me on your show.
We were just saying... Morning, by the way.
Morning.
We were saying, first of all, I'm glad. Just congratulations on sorting out the contract.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you're very relieved. You can pay the mortgage now, not to worry.
How come you're so money-orientated at the moment? What's going on?
Because I work for the BBC, man.
Okay.
Seriously.
It's all about the Benjamins, Rio.
They pay less money than Kidderminster Harriers. And we were saying, I'm that much money, right? And I know money is a common subject to talk about, but you could buy us a camper van.
That's what I've been hearing you've been talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably could, yeah.
We can all go on holiday together.
I don't know about that.
We'll let you have the top bunk and everything.
I only go on holiday with people who take their tops off on holiday.
You don't want to see me with my top off.
Trust
me.
Chris takes his top off.
Does he?
Don't go there though. No. But we were saying you could buy us a car and not even worry about it.
No, I would worry about it.
You would?
I would. Money's an odd subject to talk about, and I don't know about money.
And well, I don't like talking about it either, but you could buy us a camper van.
We'll have to wait and see, mate. I don't know, what are you gonna do for me? It's easy like that, isn't it? What are you gonna do for me? If I buy you a camper van, what are you gonna do for me?
I'll
we'll play your record or something.
No, that's not good enough. I need more than that.
We'll get you some rare Jay-Z demo tracks.
No, I need more than that. I need something that's going to look like I can look back on and laugh my head off.
What would you like, Rio? If we could do anything for you with our showbiz contacts, what could we get you?
I'd like you to get me a video message from Jay-Z.
A video message from Jay-Z?
Yeah, just saluting me.
All right.
Just saying, he's having me and stuff like that. I want one from him.
Yeah.
Well, hang on,
you got more?
Well, that's number one.
I want one from him, right, and then, and I want you to wear, both of you, because I know you don't support your Man United, and I know you hammer Man United behind closed doors or on your show as well, and I want you both to wear a Man United shirt for a whole day, and I want a video footage of it as well, walking through, what's it called, Leicester Square.
You've got more chance of getting a video message from Jay-Z.
I want a video recording of you two walking through the square.
No!
Deal off.
I can't! It would irritate my skin.
Yeah, but if you want a camper van, you've got to do that.
Do you know, I don't think we need a camper van that much.
Yes, we do.
You know, I'm not... I can't do that. Hang on, I can ring Jay-Z.
Yeah, we'll ring Jay-Z and see if you can get that, mate. But if not, I'd have the... What's it called? I'd have the Man United shirts, you two walking through... Leicester Square, smiles as well, you got to smile.
Oh, you're playing hardball now, Rio. Oh.
That's what you got to do in these situations. When you're negotiating things, you got to play hardball.
Oh, man.
You can't do this to me. I'm a Leeds man, and, you know, we taught you everything you know.
Well...
Kind of.
This is the life we live in, pal.
I'll wear an England shirt with Ferdinand on the back. That's not...
No, I'd rather not. And I have to have my name on the back of the Man United shirt as well.
Seriously. Hey, do you know what? Did you ever see that TV show, Dave, The Lowdown, with Trevor Nelson?
Yeah.
And Trevor and Rio were up in Manchester shopping, right? And Trevor got a Chelsea shirt with Ferdinand on it.
Because he's a big Chelsea fan, Trevor Nelson.
Do you remember this? And then they went...
He's an egg.
They went to Harvey Nick's shop, the personal shopping thing, right? And they got a big rack of clothes, and Trevor Nelson's going through it, and Rio put in a big Man U shirt with Nelson on the back. He wasn't happy.
He was gutted.
He was gutted. Well, I'll tell you, I'll have to discuss this with Dave off the air.
No, I need an answer, man. I can't.
And you're
negotiating no more.
So you want a video of us walking through Leicester Square in a Man U shirt with Ferdinand on the back and a message from Jay-Z?
Yeah, well, if you can't get the Jay-Z one, I'll have that one.
What if we can get the Jay-Z one?
We'll have to have both of them.
Oh, no, that's not fair! How does that work?
Look at the difference, the camper van
and a little
bit of footage.
Hang on, how about this? Because it's all about bartering. Oh, you know that. How about this? What about Jay-Z in a Man U shirt with Ferdinand on the back doing a video message?
Yeah, I'll be honest, that'd tip it off. And you've got, you in the message as well with a Man United kit.
What?
No, hang on, hang on, hang on.
Honestly, just sitting there asking him with Man United top as well, just saying to him.
Listen, I tell you what, you know.
Why can't Paul Robinson earn more money and that wear a Spurs shirt?
You want me to put the phone down?
No.
Listen, our people, this is how it works in modern football and entertainment. Our people, our advisors will talk to your people and hammer out a deal behind
that
the scenes.
That could take
well,
months.
Exactly. You know, and we'll kind of seal a deal by about Christmas.
Oh, I can't be waiting that long. I'll be honest with you, I'm gonna surprise you now because I've been so good to you. Because I know Moisey for a long time and everything, right? I've actually got a little present on this way to you.
Have
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So I need a little bit of confirmation now. You got to let me know this. Is it going to happen or not?
I tell you what, I will move hell and high water to get a video message from Jay-Z for you.
In a Man United top with my name on it.
In a Man United top,
certainly in a top, yep.
Listen, if I could talk Jay-Z into wearing a Man U shirt with your name on and do a video message, I could talk him into buying me a camper van.
It's true. But that's not the deal.
No, right. I tell you what, right.
We will do our best, Rio, I promise for you.
I can confirm, because I've been speaking to Rio and his people, that something is going to arrive this morning.
This, really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah,
you have to do that.
People that talk about me, they normally get a little knock on the door or something like that, so don't talk about me so often.
Like that, right? okay, all right, listen, all right, are you training this morning?
Yeah, we're training this afternoon, so I'm just in bed at the moment.
All right, sorry, man.
Quick prediction then for tomorrow, Rio?
Fingers crossed. An England win.
Yeah. Got to be up for it, man. Which I reckon everybody will be now after that game.
Yeah, definitely.
Are the lads in good form?
Yeah, they are. We've been together for a few days now, so it's good. The lads have been training hard and working on things for the game of the weekend.
You've got to look after all the youngsters now coming in.
I know, it's weird. I feel like an old man. I've been here for so long and everything. I've always been in the young team, and like, at the moment I'm playing in the older team, and it's just not sitting well with me at the moment, to be honest with you.
When the young ones turn up, do you have to re-educate any of them about music or style or anything?
Well, that's only natural. That's just the fatherly figure coming out of me there, and they all of them need guiding, to be honest with you. But a lot of them, to be honest with you, bang into their music and stuff, and they've all got iPods and all the latest gadgets. They're gadget mad at the moment, to be honest with you. So they all got their gadgets and all got the music and the latest games and stuff. So they've got a big like Pro Evolution kind of competition going on with a football game on the consoles and stuff.
See, I'm FIFA Xbox Live, that's me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Find out if any of the lads do that. I don't...
You won't get in our gang, then.
What?
You won't get in our gang, then, would you?
Why?
We're Pro Evolution.
Well, I'll learn.
That's eager, isn't it? That's
yeah.
Eager.
Very quickly, that last question, then, because I always like to do this, because Rio is seriously into his music and really knows his stuff. Out of all the England squad, which of the guys, and I'm going to predict that what answer you're going to give me, which of the lads has the worst music taste in the whole England squad?
The worst music taste in the England squad would have to be... Oh, mate, that's an odd one. I'm in bed, by the way. Probably Gary Neville.
Oh, I knew it! Because doesn't he like Phil Collins and stuff like that?
I don't mind Phil Collins and that, but he's into like some grungy music and some like really
Rio.
Like morbid, do you know what I mean?
Rio, that's you've just done a front page of the Sun tomorrow. I don't mind Phil Collins, says Rio Ferdinand.
I am actually going to go and watch him in concert when he comes.
No, you're not!
I am.
Right, hang on a second. Jay-Z just texted me. He said you can forget it.
But we'll get a message from Phil Collins in a Man United shirt.
Seriously. But no, he's into all like mad music that makes you want to just sit there and cry and stuff.
All right, man, listen, I'll let you go. But you're in bed, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in bed. Yeah.
Are you on your own?
Yep.
Yeah, that terrible rule before the game business. listen, good luck. Thanks, man. I look forward to receiving the present, and I'm going to work on this video message
Please
for you.
Please do.
All right, man.
Take care of yourselves.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
Rio Ferdinand.
Did you like that?
Do you know what? I've still got my signed Leeds United shirt in my flat, which I got for my birthday a few years ago, and Rio's signature's on there from the good old days.
Mm.
You know, when we had class players.
That's right.
Rio, Michael Dubry, you know, all them.
Mm-hmm. Gary Kelly.
You leave Kells alone. He's a ledge. What's the present?
You'll have to wait and see.
I want to know now.
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
We've got more things to do because remember, it's Roy Walker T-shirt day.
By the way, I have some information about Jay-Z. which I won't say on the air, but I have some information about Jay-Z. This might not be, seriously, Dave, this might not be completely impossible.
What, our part of the bargain?
To get a video message from Jay-Z.
And then we'll be cruising to the seaside in our camper van.
Yeah, wearing my new shirts with Ferdinand on the back.